I saw the sign.
I opened up my eyes and saw the sign.
No one's gonna suck yet.
I'm gonna know the rest of that song.
You see on Full House when Stephanie's band cover that?
No.
Do you not watch Full House?
I love Full House.
They started an all girl band, and they were called, I think they were just called Girl Talk. I'm pretty sure it was just called Girl Talk. And then Uncle Jesse did the song okay, but then he's like you need to practice. They're like, no, we're gonna go to the mall. And she's like, yeah, come on, Uncle Jesse was pretty good. And then he pointed out like 50 things wrong with it.
And they were like,
we're still gonna go to the mall. And they're like, we'll be fine. And they fired Uncle Jesse, and then they
He was their manager?
Yeah, basically. And then they were joining a Wake of San Francisco just happened to be having a talent search that week.
pretty shitty writing, Full House. Full House staff.
And so they're like, oh, if you can get it together, you could be, you know, part of the talent showcase. And then so they got on it because they did okay that one time. And then they didn't practice, and then they bombed hard.
Oh shit.
Yeah. They did not know what they were doing. Kimmy Gibbler was on the keyboard.
is that like one of your main fucking comedy advice things? It's like, no, you need to practice, because that one time on Full House,
I don't practice comedy. That's probably why I'm not good. If Uncle Jesse was here, he would make me practice.
Uncle Jesse wasn't like the taskmaster, though. He wasn't. That's kind of
weird thing. It was just that I forget when they were talking about it. He just got in on it. They were talking about it, and I think he was telling them what they need to do, and then he just became their manager. I don't know.
He was living vicariously through them.
Well, he still was part of Hot Daddy and the Monkey Puppets.
Yeah,
whatever.
But he was like a dad at a Little League game. Just like making him do it. They were obviously good enough. They got on the fucking talent show.
Well, I mean, her dad runs it.
That's a good point.
They could have just farted into the microphone
her
for
dad,
10 minutes.
Her dad and that woman who's not...
Becky.
Was he going out with her?
No, that was Vicky. They were engaged for a while.
That's fucking stupid, though.
Why is that stupid?
That's dumb. That's too many, like, ridiculous white lady names.
Well, they were white ladies.
I know, but it's like...
In the
90s,
that makes
how
sense.
How am I supposed to remember... You know, 20 years later.
Becky and Vicky, that's like an alliteration. That's right, right? I use that word correctly.
I don't think it is.
No? Okay. No.
There's some word for it I won't think about right now.
I'm just going to cut that out. That made me sound dumb. Are you excited? You're the most uninteresting guest I've had on my podcast so far.
Yeah, you're just going to fade in. You're just going to fade in a conversation about Full House. You can just etch it into another episode's conversation about Full House.
Any guest that can carry on a conversation about Full House
is a great
guest.
I don't know. I must have listened to this podcast more than any of your previous guests. Because I've listened to
two
episodes.
To it at all.
I listened to Dolan's episode, which was really fun.
Dolan thinks everything he does is terrible. That's not true. He said like 1,000 times how uninteresting he is, and how he was probably the worst guest. He even said it the last time I saw him, was talking about the podcast, and I'm like, it was a good episode.
No, he's just an interesting person. I think I have a thing now where like any person I see with glasses, I'm like, shit, that's Chris Dolan. And then they come closer. And it's just some fucking douchebag.
Even just a young guy. Be like,
he's just like the fucking template in my head for like man with glasses. But then today, Pete Holmes bit, but today I saw him on the train. I was coming back on the train from the city, and I saw Chris Dolan get on.
You saw a man with glasses.
No, I saw Chris Dolan get on, and I lost my fucking mind. And he sat down and was like, I'm so glad it's you. And he's like, why? I was like, you don't understand. This it's not been you for like 600 times. And this time it's like, you.
You're like, it's been not, I've seen you everywhere, but it wasn't you.
It's like a person telling you about their dream. It was you, but it wasn't. Yeah, but you were black.
I tend not to tell people about my dreams for three reasons. One, no one gives a shit about your dream. Two, my dreams are just like, I don't even want to talk about them because everyone's dreams are weird. Like you just said, like, it was you, but it wasn't you, and you were blank, and we were playing poker with cats instead of dogs because you love cats. Chris Dolan loves cats, but they were cats, and you were having the best time of your life, and then you were gone, and it was a cat with glasses. like all dreams are like that, but like mine is just like, I think about, like, one of the reasons also is because most of the time I don't fucking remember my dreams. I can wake up, know I had one. I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck
happened. I have the same thing. I don't dream. I just don't. I mean, I do dream, but I don't. I wake up and it's just gone.
The ones I do remember, though, I'm like, I go through it and what happened, what I remember. I'm like, this happened. I'm like, I'm never telling a soul about this dream. Not that it's fucked up, just because it sounds so stupid.
I was so excited. It was this weekend. I had a dream and I remembered it. And it was, I just shared it with everybody. I posted it on Facebook. I like texted people. But it's not, it was so, it's here. It wasn't even a dream. I just remember an image from my dream. And what I posted on Facebook was like, I had a dream that my iPad stylus was a robot penis. So I don't know. I don't know. Does if someone make, can look that up in a leather-bound book or.
Does that make me gay? Dude, a robot penis is even gay. They're fucking metal.
Right.
I don't think any robots
they're
have
metal,
penises.
They're like metal, though. They're like rock and roll. Robot penises are pretty metal.
I feel like you're the type of person that would have a dream about falling in love, and then you'd wake up and realize it's not real, and then cry. Is that you?
That happened once. That's another one. That was probably the last dream I had before that one.
No,
it was like 2 years
she was
ago.
My soulmate.
I was like, oh, I like a girl. Nope, never mind. Not a real person. Figment of my imagination.
But she was pretty great.
She wasn't bad. I don't remember anything about her.
She wasn't bad.
She was naked in a pool, I feel like.
Nice body.
I don't know. I don't have sex dreams. That's the thing. I've never had a sex dream.
Well,
a
sex dream just ends up being a wet dream.
I've never had
no?
That. No.
I can't tell you the last time I had one. I mean, I've had them. It's funny. I've rarely ever had them. And then the ones I've had, the first one I had was at just way past the age you should have your first one. And then there were just very few and far between. I feel like the last one I had is because I didn't do the deed for a while, and just right. Like we need to get out, and so.
We need to get out.
Need to get the fuck out of here.
It's like 4 billion years of evolution leads to like just you in your sleep. Oh, we need to get out.
Be like, how do we get out of here? Quick, make him dream about.
Maybe we'll hit a pussy. Maybe we'll like accidentally something will happen. This guy's not helping us out.
I'm a
this guy's not putting us in a position to win.
I'm a minute man in my dreams. Oh, okay. Not in real life, ladies. Okay, if you're tuning in, they don't. Ladies don't listen to this. I hope you weren't doing this to pick up chicks.
I'm gonna listen to this. I'm the only person who's gonna listen to this.
Yeah, people are gonna be like, "Are you? I ain't fucking listening to that."
I might
shit.
Not. I don't like the sound of my voice at all.
I thought I hated it more until like I listened to the podcast, and then I just hated my laugh. Thank you. You're probably right. I listened to it back. I'm like, you know what? It's not quite as bad as I thought. But then I heard the laugh, and I'm like, okay, that part isn't great.
Who has a weird laugh? Oh, goddamn it!
Hold on, I'm trying to see if I don't know. It's not feedback. It's just
the fridge over there started buzzing.
Fuck the fridge.
Fuck fridges.
We'll just edit
fuck,
that out. Don't
William,
say anything interesting in case we need to
the
delete this part.
Perry?
What?
What?
Oh, the fridge.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bears guy?
Yeah, or Steelers.
No, it was the Bears.
Is it William Perry? It's something the refrigerator Perry.
Yeah, I know. I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his actual name, though.
That's it's good when
he was definitely the Bears.
When your nickname is cool enough that people just forget your first name.
he was the fridge. No, what's his name? His name was the fucking fridge. They just shortened it to fridge.
That's that guy on the Eagles that was mini fridge. I'm a big football fan. Which is insane.
I don't remember there being. I sort of remember now that
it was Nick Cole. Do you remember Nick Cole? He was number 59. He was like a 400-pound lineman that they would just put in the backfield for no reason.
That's what they did with the because that's what they did with the fridge.
Yeah, right.
I'm just gonna do this the whole episode. Just crinkle.
Crumple.
Normally I have a notebook.
You have notebooks. There's just nothing in them.
No. All it says on here is penis 500 times. Oh, no. That would be bad.
I have only one.
What? Do you?
Yeah, no.
That sucks. That sucks.
Oh, shit.
I've got them growing just everywhere.
I don't know. I'm an interesting person. I don't need fucking paper.
Oh, fuck me. Yeah. Well, we'll start the episode. That didn't count. No, the episode starts with you get to make up your own song for the intro of the podcast.
Make it up?
Yeah, it's called, you know it's called lip service, so I don't need to tell you that. So you get to just make up a fucking, just a song.
Oh, okay.
Do you. Do okay, me. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, I hate you. I'm so bad at improv. I hate improv.
And let me tell you, they've all been good, so. they actually have been pretty good, so don't let me down.
I feel like I need a beat. Drop a beat.
Preston just started with Mariah Carey. Just went do do do, do 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 do. If you should have listened to that episode, that was a fucking great episode. You can go back and listen to that later.
You are a maniac. You should listen.
Hey, everyone listening. Hey, everyone
Preston.
Listening. Yeah, you should probably listen to Sean. You should listen to them all. You're maybe not. Insane. You're listening to this one. I don't need to promote this if they're listening.
That's
to it.
That's just my star power. Everyone who wants to listen to me.
They're like, wait, there's better episodes. They'll just stop listening.
All right. Here we go. Lip service. Lip service. Little podcast. How I wonder what your listenership is. Is it just me and Dolan's wife? Or do you... I don't know. I can't rhyme. What rhymes with wife? Nothing. Or knife.
Just listen to him hate his life.
Slit your wrists with a knife.
Is that good enough? Stop this song in the middle.
Not fair. What the fuck?
I'm not even gonna let you redo it.
I don't want to redo it. I never want to relive that moment of my life ever again.
I like that you went with Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
That's a beat.
You could have picked Mary Had a Little Lamb. You could have went.
Wait, why are you saying that like that's better?
I don't know. It's not better. I just thought of one that kind of was similar.
Yeah.
When you think of Twinkle Little Star, you always think of Mary Had a Little Lamb. They go hand in hand.
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star is the same as the alphabet song, right?
I never thought about it. I think you're right.
I just blow your mind. Podcast over.
Speaking of Full House again, remember Michelle, she did the alphabet. She said N-N-N-O-P.
Yeah.
There were a lot of N's in her alphabet. I just I listened to TV shows at work, and I just, worst season finale ever of Full House. It was so bad. First of all, if you're going to give Michelle amnesia, make sure she's a good enough actress to be able to fake amnesia. That's number one.
Okay. Okay.
And then,
good actor.
And then her, she had, when she got her memory back, it was like a dream, and I don't know if you know, they're twins. And no, I'm just kidding. Obviously, you knew that. but basically, her memory said when she fell off the horse, it got scared and ran away. And that's why she lost her memory. great writing.
Wait, but they didn't show it? They didn't, like, set it up with a horse?
I mean, they all of a sudden she goes to go to bed, and it's like a dream, and her memory is just like, I remember all this stuff. And she's like, where have you been? And she's like, I got scared. I ran away.
Good.
It was like the most anticlimactic season finale ever. Like, for a series finale. For a series finale, it was... It brought nothing together.
You listen to Full House at work?
I've been through a ton of shows. Like, I listen to that. I listen to TV shows. I listen to music, podcasts. I go through it throughout the day.
I understand listening to TV shows. Why Full House?
Because I went through a lot of stuff. Let's see. I've been through How I Met Your Mother like 3 times. I'm on it again.
That's terrible.
I've listened to The Office like twice. I'm almost on Seinfeld.
Because there was that... You said we started this on the NNLO.
NNLO.
That stupid... The part of The Office where, like... I feel like Kevin's a weird character on that show. Because he's impossibly
He got
numb.
Weirder. Like, I had a conversation, I think it was with Graves, about... Sometimes I don't like... Kevin I didn't mind so much, but I don't like when they take a character and then just completely take it too far. Like, to the point where, like, it's... too much. It's not believable. Like, no one's like that.
Well, he doesn't know the letters, because he goes, like, at some point he's in front of the camera giving, like, the talking head, and he's like, oh, I like all the letters. C, G, Eminello. And it's like, this grown man doesn't know the alphabet.
I really wish I could think of some great Kevin quotes, because in the later seasons when they made him even dumber, he had some great fucking quotes.
It's like, I don't know, it's just because there was that storyline where, like, they made Holly think that he was retarded. Or, like, Dwight pranked Holly by saying that Kevin's retarded.
And, of course, they amped, like, up the way he...
Maybe Kevin's retarded. Like, that's that thing. He doesn't know the alphabet. That's, like...
Eminello.
Eminello, yeah.
I was thinking, in Seinfeld, I'm listening to that, too, but, you know, it gets stuck in my head, and I love it. Did you watch Seinfeld?
Yeah. Okay.
Remember when George changed his answering machine?
Yes.
To believe it or not, George is in at home. Leave a message at the beep. I must be out or pick up the phone. Where could I
be? You want to go through all of it?
Believe it or not, I'm... Like, it's the best. I really want to make mine that, but I'm like, if I ever have to receive, like, an important call, or if I go for a new job and then they call and they get my answering machine, they're just like, what the fuck? We're not hiring this kid.
Does anyone leave messages on answering machine anymore?
They do if it's important.
When was the last time you got a message on your answering machine?
Apparently, the doctor's office said they left one. I didn't get one yesterday.
I still don't know if I have cancer.
Been waiting for that fucking call.
Yeah.
They're like, we left a message. I'm like, well, do you have the results? And they're like, oh, no, we don't have them right now. Your doctor's not here today. I don't know. Try again tomorrow. I think he's here tomorrow.
Insane. We left a message. Oh, can you tell me? No. Only the doctor can tell you? That's fucking stupid.
I just need to find out if I'm dying. It's nothing important.
What? I love Seinfeld. Seinfeld's a great show.
I forgot how good it was until I started listening to it. It sounds weird.
My dad is, he's a researcher at Penn, and he's the hardest working person I've ever met. He... like, for years and years, including now, he woke up at, like, 5:30 in the morning and, like, he came home at, like, 7 p.m. Like, he worked crazy hours doing research. And the one thing he asked for when we were, like, poor immigrants in Philadelphia, and he saw a billboard for the DVD collection of Seinfeld, and he's like, when I retire, I want... all the episode of Seinfeld on DVD.
And then it's like a pipe dream. The box set is a pipe dream. Yeah, one, like, day, son.
It's like that the Disney movie with the Jewish mice. Yeah. What? Yeah, American Tale.
I never saw it.
It might not be Disney. There's Jewish mice in it. But, and then I remembered that, and then I saw that it was like $80 on Amazon, and my dad turned 50, So I didn't buy it, but I made my older brother, who has money, buy it for him, and then took credit for the idea. And so he almost collapsed. I've never seen my dad show emotion, but he was like, this gift, it's all the episodes of Seinfeld. And then we watched them like straight through. I was only there for the first like four seasons, but me and my little brother and him watched like all of Seinfeld.
He's like, life's complete. I just download them for free. Yeah. That's all I do. That's what you probably should have done.
Listen to them at work.
And I download them for that purpose, pretty much.
Wait, do you like torrent them?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's right. That's where I get all my
stealing money
shit
from poor Jerry Seinfeld.
Fuck Jerry. No, I'm just kidding.
That's my favorite Weird Al Yankovic song is "Don't Download the Song." Do you know that one?
I don't listen to Weird Al.
Oh, you fucking asshole!
You ever see that episode of How I Met Your Mother when he had the extra Weird Al ticket and no one wanted to go with him?
No, I don't watch How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, great show.
Weird Al's better.
He was a Weird Al fan.
Who? Which Ted. Person? Which person?
Ted.
Ted.
Yeah, he was.
No one wanted to go with.
No, he just kept calling up. He's like, Barney, Lily, and he went through like a bunch of obscure people, like girls he broke up with. He's like, and no one wanted to go see Weird Al with him.
Weird Al's fucking awesome. I wouldn't have.
I mean, if I was friends with Ted and he asked me, like, I might have just went to go, but I wouldn't have been enthused about it.
I'd be super enthused. I think I know Weird Al from, like, my first exposure to Weird Al was my brother downloading random songs on
Napster.
Kazaa.
Oh, Kazaa. Yeah, I had Kazaa.
And he was like, I don't even know if this is a Weird Al one. He has Pretty Fly for a Rabbi, I think. And then there was one that was like Pretty Fly for a Jedi. It's like, and then he downloaded a bunch of other like Weird Al covers. I feel I'm having a breakthrough right now. That might be my first exposure to like legitimate comedy. just like laughing at Weird Al covers that I didn't understand, to be fair.
Probably not.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff you realize later. Like,
no.
How did I enjoy this?
I grew up in Israel. So, is that one of your notes? Or did you not know that? I grew up in Israel. I lived there till I was 7. And all that was on there, I mean, there were some Israeli shows, but I didn't get those either. And then there would be like shows that are on in English with subtitles, but I was little and I couldn't read. So it would be basically what the shows are on, like, Nick at Night.
You couldn't read at 7? You fuck.
I could, but it's like it's fast and subtitles, and I don't know. By the time I was 7, maybe I kind of could, but basically I would listen to the shows in English with my brother and then laugh along to the laugh track. Like,
you're like, that was good.
I have vivid memories of just like laughing along to like the laugh track of the Fresh Prince and being like, oh my god,
that seems absurd. They find it pretty funny. Look at his face.
Yeah, it's so witty. Probably. That was likely so witty.
Probably was just talking about like his dick or something. You're like, that was great.
my favorite Fresh Prince joke is about his dick. Because he gets his mom sends him his shoes, like she bronzes his shoes, which is a thing, I guess, like his baby shoes, yeah. And sends it to him, and they're like comically large. And then Ashley's like, whoa, Will, you had really big feet when you were a kid. And Will goes, you know what they say about a guy with big feet. And then Uncle Phil walks in and looks at him like Uncle Phil looks at people, and he goes, They be saying, damn, he got some big feet.
I like when he did stuff like that, because I just like when he would do the, poof, you see what happened.
What happened was.
Like, those were always like my favorite parts.
He's a good actor.
Oh.
He's a psychologist.
It was Buzz.
Now.
It was, my for some reason, my Chrome just came up on my computer, and it's 18 Tinder messages that got out of hand real fast.
I don't even understand this. It just says manatee, and then it says the swallow. Oh, never mind.
The dove is the bird of peace. Do you know the bird of love? Manatee, the swallow.
That's fucking stupid. I hate lists, I figured out.
It's not a list, though. It's just...
It's a list. There's numbers and pictures. What are you talking about? It's not a list. It's 18 Tinder messages that got out of hand. That is, by definition, a list.
Well, no, they're not counting down, I guess. It's still a list, yeah. I'm thinking, like, a countdown list you were talking about.
Okay.
Oh,
not unusual to be.
War! Oh! Good God, Joe.
What lip service.
What's funny is.
Podcasts.
What's funny is, I was going to say, so first, I guess we have to start out. We have to get the elephant in the room. You're Jewish. So, yeah, I mean, true. You know, we need to kind of. Put that out there.
There's this girl. I go to Drexel and I do the Drexel open mic every week, and I kind of help like set it up and run it. And this girl just sat there, and it was kind of a shit show. So she started like doodling everybody, and I'm in the middle of this doodle, and it's just me in like a Jesus pose.
Did she character
and it
you?
Has like it has a speech bubble, and it just says I'm Jewish, which I hadn't said all day. I didn't say it in my set. And so she just like decided.
So but what's it like knowing that you're like not going to heaven?
I don't know.
What if I said it to you seriously? Like this is part of the podcast. Like part of my podcast is just like, what does it feel like? It's a very Christian agenda.
You look blonde enough that it kind of makes sense. I just feel, I don't know, no one's going to heaven. It's fine. We're all husks.
I am. I'm a good person.
I've heard your stories.
I've done fucked up things, but I'm a good person. Like, I've done fucked up, like, kind of mean things, but nothing it's going to keep me out. No. I think it's just like, you know, you probably shouldn't have done that, but, you know, right. You were a kid. You didn't kill anyone. You didn't really break a bad law. Probably not even really, if it broke a law, it wasn't anything.
Like,
so
you paid
like,
for child pornography. But
yeah, if you give money for it, it's fine. it's when you just go looking for it and just getting it. That's when there's trouble.
You shouldn't pirate it.
No.
Because then the directors and stuff.
But if you find it in a store and you buy it legit.
You find like it that. In a store.
Accidentally. You can't ask for it. You can't say it. You can't ask where it is. Just if you come upon
it. You just find it. Is it in, like, I was going to say a Blockbuster, but those don't exist.
They didn't even sell porn at all. They didn't sell any kind of porn.
But do any video stores exist anymore?
Probably not.
Only porn video stores exist.
Well, Redbox, but they don't have porn.
That's not a video store.
No, but it's the closest thing. It's the closest
I've
thing.
I've never used Redbox because it's like,
I used
at that
to.
Point, just fucking download
that's
the
how
movie.
I, well, that's how I used to... pirate before like I really knew even really knew about like torrents and downloading it online. I would get it from Redbox and then use DVD shrink and just burn it and rip it and burn it.
And then there were certain ones
that the way it was set up you couldn't a lot of them you could, but some of them you paid the dollar like for nothing because you couldn't burn it.
Fuck. I mean you could watch the movie.
No,
still.
Fuck that. I need to own it after I stole it and then watch it.
I need to own that movie with The Rock in it where he's
I don't
like
watch
the captain of a football
I lied.
Team.
I was gonna say I don't think I've ever really watched a movie with The Rock in it, but that's a lie. Be Cool. You ever see Be Cool?
No.
It's good. It was the part two, I guess, to Get Shorty. It was like the sequel to Get Shorty. Did you ever see Get Shorty?
No.
John Travolta? No.
No. You're not
good
selling
movies.
It.
No. Andre 3000 was in that. He's funny. He's funny as an actor.
Is he?
Yeah.
What else was he? I feel like he was in something else that I watched.
He's been in a couple of things. I can't think of what else.
It doesn't matter.
But
nothing.
He
matters.
Was funny in that movie.
We're all gonna die.
It's
funny that
why
movie.
Are we here?
I don't know anything about actors. I don't know which actors or who. I'm bad with faces in general, like in life, and so I don't. Especially like, as we discussed previously, just white ladies. I don't know the difference between them. I don't know like Keira Knightley from. Katie Holmes. I don't know them. They're the
well,
same.
Katie Holmes is recognizable. Is like, she? I feel like they both are, but Katie Holmes, I could pick out of a lineup. Not because I think she's, like, hot or anything, just because, like, I have more frame of reference what she looks like. Like, what was the other name you said? Keira Knightley?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I saw her and they're like, that's Keira Knightley, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I know what she looks like. But by the name, there's a lot of actors you could say, and actresses, you could say their name, and I probably know who they are, but not by name. No. Be like, oh, I know that guy.
Who, no. Did you see Edge of Tomorrow?
Nope.
Who's the one in that?
Oh, okay, yeah. I haven't seen it, but I do know what you're talking about.
I would type on the computer, but I'm afraid I'll get picked up.
It's not important enough. No. We can look stuff up. Usually I just have Dan do it, but he's claustrophobic, AWOL. I guess. I don't know. No, I didn't want him here anyway. He didn't show up. Fuck him.
He hates Jews even more than you do.
Oh, my God, he does. Technically, I should. My fucking grandma was a Nazi, so.
Is that real?
Pretty much. I'm suddenly
not okay with being in, the corner of a basement with you.
I'm fine. Uh-huh. I'm not. I don't have a problem with the Jews.
Well, thank you.
But dead serious, my dad tells this story. I tried to do it as a bit like twice and I can't find a way to work it as a bit. Maybe you can, but basically it was like Easter brunch or whatever. It was my family and like some cousins and aunts and uncles and my grandma, and during brunch, mind you, I'm not old enough to even know what she said at the time, because I only know because my dad told the story. And mind you, she said this with children.
Okay.
She said, you know what the one thing that Hitler did wrong when he was in power? And then her answer was, he didn't get them all.
Oh, shit.
Don't you hate my grandma? She's dead. Don't worry. She got what was coming to her. She's gone.
God damn it. Fucking Nazis.
She said that to fucking kids.
She may not have
addressed it to the children, but they were there.
Talking to the
kids. Kids,
wrong.
Let me teach you some stuff over
Even
here.
Even if you're pro Hitler, I feel like he did things wrong.
You're right. He didn't get them all. He did that wrong. Like, he didn't. It was wrong. Like, he didn't. He failed. Like, yeah. he did it wrong.
He tried, though. He got A for effort.
Didn't he? He tried to kill a lot more than just Jews.
Yeah.
Later. He's like, yeah. You know, we're just going to kill a lot of other people.
I don't even know if it was later. I feel like.
But yeah, all at the same time.
Jews just get, like, the publicity. That's true. I don't know why. I feel like. It didn't, like, Stalin. This is erroneous history. This is. What do you call it? Fuck. There's such a good word for when something's, like, not real, and I don't remember it. It's, like, eponymous, but it's not eponymous.
Are you trying to say the Holocaust wasn't real?
No. I'm trying to say, I think Stalin, like, Stalin killed, like, 13 million people or someone. But they're Russians, so, like,
I know he did bad America stuff. Didn't care. I know Stalin, and I know he did bad things. I couldn't tell you what it would. Who did,
like,
he kill?
More he was, like, better than Hitler.
Who was he killing?
Being just all sorts.
Just all sorts.
Yeah.
Because I know Stalin. I know he killed a lot of people, but I didn't know who he targeted. Mm. I didn't know what his target market
Russians.
Was.
Just Russians that just didn't agree with him. Thanks. He would send people to Siberia, which is a hilarious thing that Russia can do. Like, I'm Russian, and in the history of, like, if you study the history of Russia, a lot of people just get sent to Siberia. Like, it's like,
what's there?
Nothing. It's just snow and ice and death.
And
wolves,
death.
Probably. I would bet some wolves.
There might be a couple wolves. I don't know.
I feel like that's where like white tigers come from, is Siberia.
We had those at the zoo. We might still have them. I haven't been to the zoo in, like, 10 decades.
I'm pretty sure the white tiger is not 100 years old. So
I like how you went with, like, the white tiger isn't 100
no,
years
you
old
are,
like
though.
I could be.
I don't know.
I have a lot
you
of energy.
You told me your age and I was like, that is insane.
What's funny is, like, joke, like, I play this game called when people ask me how old I am, I like to play the game called, like, how old do you think I am? And then they say their guesses, and then they expect me to tell them, and then I just change the subject, and then when I worked at Giant, like, it just became this, eventually, like, if sometimes you can do that, and then the subject changed, and it, like, almost, it, like, doesn't come back. Mm. At Giant, it just became this thing where eventually, like, it just got to the point where, like, no one, like, knew, and they knew I wasn't going to tell them for no reason, just because, because I found the funny thing about that game is the fact that they don't care, no one really cares how old you are, but if you don't tell them, they will keep asking you like they care.
It's like if someone asked, how was your day, and you were just like, go fuck yourself.
What I'm happened? Not telling you. Yeah, it's like, you don't care, but just the fact that they won't tell you, you think you care. And so it just became this long going thing. But what would hurt my feelings is, like, it just became a joke. Like, sometimes I would say a ridiculous age, be like, I'm 37. And then other people would play along and be like, do you know he's like 52? And like, what would hurt my feelings is, like, once or twice when I said I'm 37, like, people, like, believe that could be true, and I'm like, that hurts. You think that I could be 37?
Do you have, like, age consciousness?
I have a fear of aging, I guess. I don't like getting older. This is usually the first topic on the show, not age, but nostalgia. And so, but basically, I guess that adds into my fear of aging, where I like my past so much more than I see. Like, because when you're younger, it's just a lot more fun. And I'm not friends with a lot of people. I was a good friend. Like, there's just times that I'd like to go back to. And so I guess the older I get, the more I grow out of the fun, I feel like. I'm like, you can still have fun. But, I mean, I feel like I'm growing out of the fun parts of life. And no one likes to get older because you die. But I mean, so it's part of that. It's part of getting older and dying. And then part of it is just, like, I like being a younger guy.
Okay. I was going to say I have no consciousness about my age, but also I'm 21 years old. I just realized halfway through what I was saying that I'm like, ah, I'm probably being a dick. I don't see.
We can trade if you want.
I just don't care. I don't know. I'm done caring about aging. Not death. I always care about death. That's like a cool, I feel like people don't talk about death enough. I think it's
I don't mind talking about it, but at the same time, you don't love thinking about it. Like, if I think about death, like, alone, like, it won't make me depressed, but, like, I'll think about it, and just the fact, and just when all of a sudden you let the nugget sink in of, like, oh, one day I will be dead, it's just like, It gives
such a relief.
It gives, like, a
that's what it is for. It's 100% true. I'm
really?
Like
it gives me this feeling of just, like, not like I'm sad and depressed. Just this, like, one. Just this, like, I can't think of the word I want to use. Just know, like, the fact that sinks in that I'm going to be dead and nobody knows what the fuck happens.
That's like my mantra. It just became one accidentally, but, like, when I'm like, when I'm nervous about something or just, like, I'm tired, I'm just going to go, like, oh, I'm going to die. But it's not, I didn't even know I was doing it. And then suddenly I was like, oh, I do say that. And it also doesn't make me feel worse. It kind of makes me feel better.
Like, I'm like, I am afraid of it. And it's not something I give a lot of thought to. And I can talk about it without, like, being I'm so scared of this conversation. Like, no, I'm not going to be afraid of the conversation. But, like, I guess, if I live out, like, I used to say, I guess 2 points of this. I always said that I would hit my midlife crisis when I'm 30. So I'm actually wondering how I'm going to handle that since I'm so close. Because I used to say, like, I've been saying it for a couple years, and, like, it's almost there. And just, like, how am I gonna handle when I actually turn 30? All the jokes of that's my midlife crisis, and then it's just like,
you've been setting yourself up.
But, like, people, like, but. And then I would make the joke that, like, so basically that means I'm going to die at 60. And, like, people are like, oh, you're going to live past that. And, like, part of me, like, you know what? If I make it to 60, I feel like that's a good run. Because if I make it to 60, I think that's, like, good game.
By,
like,
the time you're 60, 60 will be, like, a tragedy. So dying at 60 will be, like, what the fuck happened?
I feel like with, like, the shit I put into my body sometimes, like,
you're not fucking, like,
not like, not like, what? No, I mean, like, not like drugs.
Why is Eddie Vedder my thing? But I, like, tried to think of Keith Richards and Eddie Vedder came out.
But I guess if I make it to, like, 70 or whatever, like, I'll still be afraid knowing I'm going to die. But at least I'm okay with that. It's just, like, I have the fear of, like, getting, like cancer or something deadly when I'm, like, 30, 40, whatever, and just... like that, yeah. Kind of dying, and like dying from that. That's what I'm more afraid of. I guess sudden dying sucks too. But I mean, just like if I live a full life, it won't affect me as much. Even though when I'm 70, the fear is just there.
I like, just feel like I'd be fine with it. I think it's literally not because I'm like a young fucking asshole, but just.
But you're okay with knowing?
I don't. I'm kind of outside of myself most of the time. And when people get sick and when people die. And when people react to death like it's a crazy thing. And I mean, I feel like it just happens all the time, and then cancer just happens all the time. And if you're the statistic, you're like the one, you're the 1% of people who die when they're, you know, in a first world country in 34, you're just like, I would just be like, oh, weird. Like, I'd be sad about it, but I wouldn't like... You know, yell at the Lord.
No, I wouldn't be like that either. I would just be like, this fucking is just the worst. Like,
it'd be a bummer.
It would be a bummer. Just being like, I guess I'd rather if I'm definitely gonna die and they like younger and they would let me choose one or the other, cancer or just a sudden death. Like, I guess there's a give and a take. Like, I guess cancer. You can at least say your goodbyes and live that part of your life knowing you're going to die and do things. But, like, I feel like I wouldn't pick that because of the fact, just knowing in the back of my head, I'm living out the rest of my days knowing I'm going to die. Just the fear of every day knowing it's coming, where the other one's just like, okay, I'm gone. You know, you didn't think about it and you're just gone. So it's like a give and a take, I guess. I don't know. Now I don't know which I choose. Before I started talking it out right now, I'm like, I would choose instant death. And then I'm like, yeah, but cancer, at least I could live out the way I want to live.
I take cancer for sure, I think. I just like, I want to put a bow on it. I want to close.
Make some people feel bad. Be like, remember me? Be like, I'm dying.
No, not even. I just want to, I don't know. I think it's kind of nice to end your life knowing that it's going to happen. I think it's better than the other way. I don't...
I guess it's more tragic the other way, and at least maybe you'd get more mourned if you want to be selfish. If you want to be selfish about it, no, just be selfish. Care. Just be like, people, this will be a lot... That. People will be a lot sadder.
I was talking this out with my family for no reason. I brought it up because I thought it was just a weird conversation. But... Someone asked if, like, my brother said he wants to be cremated, and then my other brother was like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, nah, I want a hole in the ground. I don't know why. I just want a hole in the ground. Don't even have to put me in a casket. Just, like, roll me into somewhere. Don't burn me alive, please. God, dead, I mean.
Goddamn Jews. I
always want to be burnt. I think that's illegal by Jew law, is to be burned. But.
One of the shows that I you probably haven't. No one really watched the show, but Boston Legal. Did you watch that? No. When it was on? I was a big fan of Boston Legal, and there was one episode.
I'm 21 though.
That's true. Great show though. I'll tell you that.
I was like 10 when it was canceled.
I recommend it. Okay. But like there was an episode where it was a lawyer. I guess he was gonna die soon. I forget what he had, but it was kind of like Alzheimer's, but fast. Faster. Mm-hmm. I forget what he had. Maybe sure. I forget. Anyway,
fast Alzheimer's.
He wanted to go to court to get a court order that would let him be frozen, like in like one of the labs that like is testing it to freeze it and bring you back. Like,
that's a crazy thing.
I feel like that's like you. There's no one that would let. There's no court that would let you do it. But if you could secretly go to whatever the labs are, and I feel like if I had cancer, like, and I knew I was gonna die, why the fuck not? Just you know what? If I'm gonna die anyway, at least I have like a 5% chance that one day they can bring me back to life when there's a cure.
How much percent?
I mean, I don't think. No, I don't think there's. I don't know. I didn't. Obviously, I didn't do the research, but I don't know how close they are to being able to freeze a person and bring them back.
Terrible. They're off. It's dumb.
In the future, they might be able to unfreeze it. Like right now, I'm just stored, and then one day they can.
They might be able to like clone you. I don't think they can unfreeze you though.
I don't know.
Because they're dumb. The people started doing that in like the 60s. I listened to like a Radio Lab about it or something, and it was just.
And they're nowhere. They're still comical. Nowhere. They're just still nowhere close to
it
being
was
able to
comical
do that.
Comical.
Then I'm not even going to try it now. Great.
You shouldn't. It was like, they were like lugging bodies around, like putting.
They
them
gotta
in
stay
freezers.
Frozen. They can't take them out.
It was like this society that all there was like a cryogenic, freezing society, and they all decided this is important research that has to be done. And so the first person, the patriarch of the society. Died, and so they froze him.
Well, you got to do it before you die. Dying.
No, well,
oh, they froze him when he was.
No, I think he died, and then they froze him. But
you
maybe
see, that's not gonna work. He's already dead.
But I feel like the next lady, they just froze, and then people just kept dying. And there's this one guy who was in charge of it. Who was just like, I don't know where to put anyone. He was just elected because he was like charming, but he was new to the thing, and he was just like. I don't know. We tried to arrange like pods for people to be put
in. I'm gonna do some research. I'm gonna look into this.
There's not a 5% chance.
People is
because you need science to be good enough right now to freeze you so you don't die, which isn't a thing.
If anybody who listens to this episode, which is no one because it's you,
but, I know something.
But if anyone is listening, be like, I know shit about that. Text me and let me know. be like, I have the new statistics. I know everything about this.
You know what's funny about that is on podcasts, people are like, all right, email the show at lipservice@gmail.com. You're
they
just
probably
like,
don't even
no
know my
one
number.
Who's listening to this
that's my number
doesn't
brother.
Know my number. It's like, text me.
Just text me the deets.
Text me the deets about where to freeze my body. I like, my favorite Onion headline ever is... Scientists teach gorilla that it's gonna die one day. It's just this video of a gorilla like signing, being really sad. I feel like that's just really funny to me, like stuff like that.
What is it? Did you see the people like the? It wasn't the Onion. It was the website like the Onion where they posted about the Beanie Babies with the spider eggs, and people were flipping out because they thought it was true. Like there was a fake article that was put out that was like. The spider eggs that were put in your TY Beanie Babies are starting to hatch.
Ugh.
Like, nothing makes sense about it. And even the one article that was explaining that it was a hoax article, it was just like, no egg stays dormant for like 22 years and then just
there's
hatches
like
now. It's like, I think it's like, I think it said on the article, like, maybe, like, 6 months at the longest they'd stay, and they didn't fill them with spider eggs. They filled them, I forget, they filled them with whatever they filled.
No, that's why no one should copy The Onion.
And because, people believed it, though. They
because,
got people to believe it.
Yeah, but
it.
People are just idiots, and it's not fair to have a bunch of, like, parody news websites that are bad at their jobs. Like, The Onion's so good.
Technically, they did a good job because people believed it.
Because no one knows what that website is, though. The best thing is when people believe Onion stories. Like, The Onion...
I never go on there. I know what The Onion is. And, and even if I didn't, you just explained it. But I know what it is. I just never go on there and look.
There's one of my favorite websites in the world is literallyunbelievable.com, which is a website of people posting the Onion links on Facebook, and then people commenting as if it's real. So it's like it especially happens with like the political ones, where it's like, you know, Obama opens. 50,000 foot abortion plex in North Carolina or something, and then people are so mad at it. It's just like, it's the best. It's the best. People are like,
you know what?
What's wrong with this country? It's going down the rails.
You know what? To be fair, that sounds like something Obama would
do.
Oh, motherfucker. So I never actually asked about your nostalgia. We started talking about age a bunch. Why did?
Well, that was the thing. I think my like I don't like nostalgia. I don't like it when people are like not obsessed with the past, but like I don't think the past is that much better than right now.
Well, I guess it depends on how you look at it. Like, you can look at the past as what, like, society, like, everything was as a whole, like, where the technology is now compared to the things that were there compared to, or you can look at it like your life then and your life now. That's how I look at it. Like, there are stuff, I feel like we could use a good mix of, like, everything from today with some of the aspects from back then, because some of the technology is gone kind of far. Like, I think there could be a good mix, but I mean, me, it's more nostalgia for my past, not like that kind of stuff. Like,
my past was worse. My past was, no, I do, I don't, I'm not doing this just to, like,
no, I know,
answer the question. I feel like it's just, it's what I think. Like, I love, I don't know, like, 90s Simpsons episodes.
A lot of people get nostalgic for, like, that TV, kind of, yeah.
But it's not even nostalgia. It's just, like, I still love those episodes.
I mean,
episodes.
The Simpsons is still on, too, but I mean...
Well, yeah, but fuck the new ones. The thing I always loved about The Simpsons is that was all I watched growing up. I learned English from The Simpsons, like... I learned...
You should write Matt Groening a letter.
I learned timing, like, comedic timing, 100% comes from The Simpsons, because everybody I ever meet who, like, was also raised on The Simpsons, we have the same fucking vibe. Like, Dolan, me and Dolan get along really well, and I feel like it's because we're just, like, we know how to speak each other's language or just make, like, Simpsons references.
I watched The Simpsons for a stretch, but, I mean, eventually... Obviously, I stopped. Like, some people, I don't know if anyone's seen, like, all the seasons. I mean,
I'm sure someone has.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure they have. Or, like, we're just, like, stayed with it, like, throughout. Like, didn't take a huge lull,
yeah.
And then came back to it. And
well, there's better
it.
Stuff on now. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
that's, it's not, like... I don't know why gets picked up by other.
Yeah,
shows.
I don't know why I don't just I DVR all the shows I watch. I don't know why I don't just. I mean, something to watch when there's nothing on. Like, I can watch. Oh, new episode of The Simpsons. I don't know why I don't.
Because I don't want to see it. I'd rather see, like, Bob's Burgers.
But
than
I mean,
The Simpsons at
if
this
you
point.
DVR it, you can watch it.
Yeah, but I
you
DVR
want.
Bob's Burgers.
And how many times
are
you
going to
fucking watch? You can DVR them both. You know.
But see, the thing. But current Simpsons bums me out because it's not what I remember. You know what I mean?
You know, maybe you're afraid of change.
I kind of am, but I've not seen an episode in so long that it might be, like, good again.
I've seen one episode recently. I even forget.
Was it the Family Guy one?
No, it was Krusty's dad died.
What? What if I reacted to Simpsons news like, what?
No, they didn't. How'd you feel when Maude died?
I heard Flanders married Miss Krabappel, and I'm like, I'm out. I'm
How
good.
Did you feel when Maude died? Did you
fine,
cry?
No. I rewatched that because they had the Every Simpsons Ever marathon.
Yeah.
And that was the best week of my life. Like, it was like 3 weeks, but the first week of it was the best week
of my life.
It was funny.
Like, the week before that started, I made the worst decision of my life and switched from Comcast to Verizon because they gave me a good deal. So I the package I got didn't have FXX, and I had it with that, and so I couldn't watch any of it.
The best part of it was, like, everybody on Facebook was like, holy fuck, this episode's on. And, like, people on Twitter, like, comedians I follow, like, obsessing over, like, season 5 of The Simpsons. It was fun to see.
Where the fuck is my drink? We'll just say stuff that Dan has to edit out. He was supposed to tell me the bar's not open yet. Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to fucking stab him in the
Take your
throat.
Fucking Jewish beard and get out of here. Is he not Jewish? Probably not. I assume not. I have a lot of relatives named Getz. So he might be, like, Russian-ish. Yeah.
He might be Russian-ish.
this is the stuff I want Dan to take out.
I don't think I have anything else exciting on here.
Dan, you have Russian Jew fucking roots. Take it. Take it in your face.
Oh, my God.
In your beardy face.
Seems kind of...
provocative.
Kind of what?
Provocative.
I don't think of Dan in a provocative way.
Right. I don't know why you had to make it weird on me like that. Saying what I was saying is provocative.
Well, and it was about Dan, correct?
Correct, but provoking him, like a reaction from him. I'm not saying, like, he's a sex show.
Are you trying to say that you think Dan's a sex?
He's not a sex show. I don't get his joke about his teeth. Are they good or bad?
No, they're not good. I don't think he'd be mad that I said that. Yeah. No, they're not great.
Because that joke had like three iterations. One of them was like, my dentist killed himself. And then the second one was like, my dentist said, you have the best teeth ever. And then the third one was like, he screamed and then stabbed me with scissors or something. It's like, which one is it? I don't know what you think about your teeth.
Yeah, basically, they can't fuck with his mouth. I forget why. It'll crumble. It's something like that.
It'll melt.
Yeah. I think
the meanest thing I've ever said on a stage was said on this stage that we're 10 feet away from.
I was here, but I don't... It was last week. I don't remember what you said now.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was last week.
No. I did it in Matt Grote Dies.
Oh.
I was roasting Matt, and I accidentally was mean to him. I think, like, people reacted like what I said was insane. I forget what I even said. It was like...
But the point was to be mean.
Yeah, I know, but the joke was like, hey, Matt, your dermatologist called. He killed himself. His office called. and then people were like, oh. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? I just want my... The bit was I was doing jokes that weren't gay jokes because I didn't know him well enough to make gay jokes. So I was just like, skin? I don't know.
He hates when, like... He doesn't... I don't think he hates gay jokes. He hates when some like a comedian like says like, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not gay, but
or when someone says like, my mom thinks I'm gay, but yeah.
Like I had one that I've only done once. Maybe I'll do it again another time. But that like I couldn't think of another way to start it besides saying I'm not gay, but because there was like no other way to start the joke. It has to be established because the joke is about, if I was, like, this is how I'd want to come out to my parents. Like, that was the joke. So it has to be established that I'm not to say.
Maybe
that
Matt just doesn't like you.
No, it wasn't
like,
me.
I
never.
Jokes.
I did that joke once a couple weeks ago. Like, this was from, yeah,
damn,
like,
it
before. No,
damn
so
it.
It wasn't said specifically about me.
Killing
it was just.
He'd be like, I don't like jokes about when comedians say they're gay or about fucking gas stations.
Yeah, kind of like when they talk
about crazy girlfriends. I don't like any of those jokes.
Nope. Putting sugar in gas tanks.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. Just.
I don't like that genre of putting sugar in gas tanks.
I was trying to.
These are deep cuts. These are deep Mad Libs cuts.
I'm just trying to think about. I can't even think of my other jokes to think. To think about
okay,
what
good.
Else
I'm
he doesn't.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who couldn't think of your jokes.
To what else he doesn't like. I don't like jokes about to catch a predator. That's one thing that's just a no-go.
No.
Those are all the jokes I have, I think.
Yeah. I like Matt. We're buds. That's the thing. Pat Graves.
Fuck that. No, I love Pat Graves.
Pat Graves and Ben Fidler have established me and Grote as like Facebook enemies. Now,
how?
Which is very interesting.
Pat's the meanest I've ever seen anyone be to Matt Grote. Like, he's not like dead serious about it, but like the things
of course
that
not.
He's
well, it's like a joking thing. But
no, but the shit that like I've heard him not only like say to him, but like all the like the shit that I'll post. online when it's about Matt Grote is like the meanest stuff ever,
like,
but it's so funny.
He made a set where like he wrote some, he posted it on my page. It was like, I don't know if you're gay because you and Grote talk all the time, and then people are like, what is going on? And I'm like, are you guys sucking each other's dicks? Like, that's not my impression of Pat, by the way. I don't have an impression
good.
Of Pat.
No, it's pretty good.
No, Pat has that like, he has like a Buffalo Bill voice. Like, it's really, he's so threatening, but he's such like a fucking cool guy.
He amazes me how quick he is too with just the funniest thing like I've ever heard. He like, it'll take him 2 seconds to just say the funniest thing I've ever heard and then top it.
Yeah.
Right after it.
He's fucking good.
It was funny because you said you listened to his podcast last week, the one when I did the where I listed a bunch of Philly comedians, and I'm like, Matt Grote's like, I don't really consider him a comedian.
I tried playing that game that you talked about that was
the animal
which
one.
Which animal would you kill did, half the time?
Yeah, did you come up with it?
I tried playing it with my family and they like didn't get it.
They didn't understand.
My brother was not like a, game for a tiger and I'm like, you're crazy. And then my dad, my father, a learned man, was like, a lion. And I'm like, a lion would kill you 100% of the time.
Like, I think like Ramus's answer was like a 7 month old like lion, because like you might be able to take that.
Yes, they came up with that by themselves. They were like, I don't know, like a young panther. I was like, oh, that's pretty close to what everybody agreed was correct.
And when I was listening to his, like, it was hilarious when I did it with him, obviously. And then I usually listen to the episodes at least once back. And like, just when we got to Chris Dolan, like, great guy, nice guy. I don't really agree with what he does to kids. and the IMDb, the Pedalicious, and his answer was Chris Dolan. this is a podcast for living former podcast with Pat Graves on it.
Yeah. My nostalgia is for previous episodes of Lip Service.
You guys, they're just so good. No more. All right. It's almost 8 o'clock, so we're going to move in. Plus, we've been talking for a while. Damn. So
I'll listen to Preston's one, though. Can I tell you?
I thought you said you didn't listen.
No, I didn't, but I will. Oh, oh, oh. I love Preston. We were hanging out last week. I was at Rhodes' place, and then Dan Getz came over, and then
I wasn't
Preston
Dan's,
came over.
Okay.
But Preston was like looking for a bathroom, and Matt was like, "Are you looking for a bathroom?" And then he just opens a random door, and he's like, "Yeah, did I nail it?" And I was like, "What? What insane confidence! I fucking love that."
Did I nail it? Yeah. Yeah, like he's quick, like just quick with shit too. Like, since we're reliving the podcast, right off the beginning, we were talking about AIM when we were talking about nostalgia, and I was just like my way messages, music. He's like, yep, just the word music. That's it. All right, so we're gonna move into the thunder ram. That's the new sound effect.
That's what thunder sounds like, right?
That's New Age thunder. It hasn't taken effect yet. I only have a couple things written down here, so Matt has to think off the top of his head. That's not gonna. Maybe I'll just throw in Philly comedians in here. All right. Let's see. We'll start with gas. You know the deal with the Thunder Round. You know how it works.
I don't.
You listen to the podcast, Thunder Round.
I might have not listened to the last 5 minutes of both of them. You just said a word, and
they usually last a decent portion towards the end. But it's basically a word, a phrase, something, and then you clear your head first, and then it's the first thing that comes to you. It could be short, could be a story, could be whatever you want. First thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
And that first one was gas.
All right. Poison gas in World War One. They made poison gas. Poison gas was so terrible in World War One that they were just like, this isn't a weapon we can use anymore. That's fucking insane.
Poison gas.
And then World War Two, they came up with the atom bomb, and they're like, gas probably fine.
Because that lasted a while.
Yeah.
That just fucked up everything.
Yeah. That was a good one. That's not bad. Did I nail it?
That was a good one. Yeah. I like my answer. My answer was great. You're going to ask every time, was that a good answer? Yeah. 68.
Yo. Is that... I'm trying to think of what sexual position that would be. It's just a person... It's a man having sex with someone who's just two butts. It's just like a fucking Cronenbergian...
68's not
two
a sexual...
Two-butt creature.
It's not a sexual position. I did it because it was one number away from 69, and I just knew you were going to go. If you ask 10 people out of 10 people, if you say 68, we'll just that's yeah. where the mind goes.
That's another thing. Unless you're a child. Kevin's favorite number is 69.
Too obvious.
What a dummy.
I really wish. I need to. I want to watch like the later seasons now, just because he said. Like, they were so dumb.
No, yeah.
Like, no human being that age would say that, but it was just the funniest thing in the world. Fucking Kevin.
Wait, it's Thunder Round because it's like Lightning Round, but you didn't want to call it a Lightning Round?
Dan thought it was stupid. Plus, it doesn't go that fast. So, he thought, yeah, he was against it. Well, I think he said it was too generic.
I one time tried to do, like, Lightning... Not lightning round, but like at the end of a set, I just wanted to like read tweets because I'm a very fucking pedantic comic. Like I talk a lot and very long. And I wanted to like read tweets and I wanted to like make them like one liners, but I knew I needed leeway. So I was like, all right, these are 1.5 liners. And then I would read a tweet and then explain it for 2 minutes. I went so over the time and then It was the mic I run, though, so it was fine.
You do you. You know what?
I can do whatever the fuck.
All right, next one. Dan Getz.
What is it? Are you doing Philly comedians?
I said I might throw some in there.
Oh, you're throwing it into the Thunder Round.
Yeah.
Beard, fucking Jew beard. He's not. We could have just asked him if he was Jewish, and then he left. He's definitely not, right? You know?
No, he's not Jewish.
Getz is a very Jewish name.
He's not even...
Jewbeard. Jewbeard would be the worst pirate.
He doesn't even look Jewish.
He doesn't, but Getz is a very Jewish name. As is Daniel, I suppose.
I never thought of Dan... I never really thought of it.
Daniel Getz might be like my cousin.
Let's see here. Blacking out.
Never done it. I automatically think of the John Mulaney joke. That's because John Mulaney occupies like a quarter of my brain all times.
I might be the only person to say this, but I've never blacked out either. That's not it. I've never blacked out either, but like it sucks. I wish that I could. Like I don't. My body doesn't let me do it. Like I get to a drunk point and like I can't. I just can't drink anymore. Like my body won't even let me drink anymore. So like I've never like one time I just want to wake up and not know what happened. Like just once. No, I don't want it to be an all the time thing. People who black out and have blacked out be like, why do you wish that? Like no, I'm like just one time. I just want to fucking.
Like, I want to trip on acid. I want to black out once.
I just want to have a mystery. That's all.
I get drunk and if I vomit. I will spend the rest of the day in, like, shame. One time I threw up in a bathroom at a party, and it got, like, a little bit on the floor, and I spent, like, 5 minutes cleaning it. No, not 5 minutes. A long time.
If it wasn't
If
it wasn't your house, if it wasn't my house, I'd be like, I threw up. It's their party. They have to deal with it.
I spent, no, for real, like, 20 minutes cleaning it up.
I mean, like, I might have given it a like, wipe, but that's about
no,
it.
No, I cleaned it. It was pristine, but it was cleaner than
you
where
were drunk
started.
Cleaning then.
Yeah, no. It was like a birthday party, too. They were like counting down to the birthday, and I was like, I'm good here.
I don't know what made me I guess the throwing up at a party made me think of this. Like, this is another one. This is just a story I like telling, but I'm not good at story bits, like trying to turn a story into a whatever, like elongated mm-hmm. thing and punching it up enough, but like one time at a party I had thrown up. That means the night's done. You throw up, it's pretty much over.
Sure.
So I went to bed and I woke up with and I'm kind of like, what? I'm like, what's going on? All of a sudden I woke up and I'm like, I knew something was happening, and I'm like, am I making out with someone right now? And I'm like, yes, I am. This girl that was at the party came in while I was asleep, oh, after I have thrown up, mind Whoa. You, and made out with me while I was asleep.
That is
so
insane.
I was borderline raped.
Yeah. No, you were full on raped.
There was no insertion, but I mean,
nothing.
But I also, woke up, and then it was happening, and I didn't stop it.
Because you're so
like
cool.
I was okay
you're
with
like,
it.
You woke up and winked at her.
We had been like. Flirty through the night.
Well,
like,
no,
we played,
I'm not blaming
like,
her,
we played,
she was drunk too.
We played, we were playing strip darts, but it was, I made up all the rules as I went along, so I was winning.
I was doing real good.
It was just the two of us, I was winning. And then friend, Miss Cockblock, was like, he's cheating. And she made her put her clothes back on, and I'm like, you fucking, I'm winning this game.
If I made up the rules to strip...
It was just whatever
darts.
She did, that was a bad thing. And she had to hang off an article.
For me, I'd just be like, everyone put on clothes. Any throw more means put clothes. On more clothes, please. And then leave my apartment and then never come back.
And then,
for the suggestion.
But the end of the story, this is like the closest I've ever... And like, I'm not saying this like proud of myself. Let me just... Right. This is like the closest thing I've ever had to like... quote unquote pimp I don't even want to say pimp. I don't know if that's the right word. You tell me if that's the right word.
I don't think it is.
Like player.
You
like player.
Into it.
Like
right.
player. No, like, so Miss Cockblock, after we were, who made her put on her clothes during the strip dart. So I wake up. That's happening. I'm letting it happen. Her friend, the same friend, comes to the crevice of my door. Callie. You shouldn't do this. You have a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Dead serious. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I get out of my bed. I walk up to the door and I say, it's okay. And then I just shut the door and locked it and went back.
That's
good. Just drunk. It's okay. And then just went, like, that's the closest thing I'll ever have. To, like,
I empathize
and
with
I'm
that
not even
friend
saying,
now, though. I'm like, oh, no, she has a boyfriend? She's doing her a favor.
She was trying to do her a favor.
Yeah, trying to be cool.
Let's see. We'll do a couple more and then get out of here.
Get out of here on this.
Energy drinks.
Oh, fucking hate energy drinks. Don't like them.
Come on,
they're terrible.
Oh,
I will take a 5-hour energy once a fucking semester, but it's just because I haven't had sleep.
I usually, on weekdays, will take like half of one in the morning and then the other half the next day. I also drink energy drinks. I love them.
People, I think, don't understand what... People think there's energy... Energy isn't a thing.
No,
like,
yeah, they're just vitamins.
Yeah.
Like they're and
there's
sugar a bunch of different
and whatever.
The 5-hour energies don't really have
any
sugar.
Yeah, they don't
sugar.
Have sugar, but they
and they have
garbage.
As much caffeine as a cup of coffee, but they have like all this other unnatural shit.
Yeah,
people like have if your heart can't handle it, yeah, you're gonna have a heart attack.
I don't mind chemicals. I don't like when people. That's another thing. Here's things people say. Energy, which they don't understand what that is. Energy is a real catch-all for just bullshit. Like, no, this gives me energy. He has good energy. Can you feel the energy in this room? I don't believe in God. I believe in energy. All of that is just garbage. Energy shouldn't be a word. It's like garbage things people say.
I think that energy drinks actually are... I mean, they... like they obviously,
they're the closest to
no,
telling the truth.
Like obviously, like they have the stuff in it and they work, but I feel like with... that they're also a semi-placebo. Like, you know you drank it,
probably.
And you kind of manufacture it, because it's there, and, like, it kind of manufactures the energy because you know you've been drinking it, and, like, you just, you know, you just did it yourself, basically.
I like how they just invented a thing for those 5-hour energy commercials. Like, it was, like, the two o'clock something.
Oh.
The 2:30 feeling.
Well,
just
I was...
like, what the fuck are you saying?
Honestly, before I got prescribed Adderall, like, literally after lunch, which would be 1 o'clock for me, when I got back to my desk and started... Like, I would literally, like, start falling asleep at my desk. Like, because I'm just typing, so it's nothing... It's nothing to really keep me that busy. It's just me focusing on a computer screen and typing shit. So I'm, like, tired after
I
fucking got done lunch.
I definitely need like Adderall or something, but I never I don't want it.
Like, I like the way nothing I told to my doctor was a lie. Like everything, so I, it's not like I lied to get it. Like everything, everything I said was true.
No,
but
that's what I'm saying.
But my point of saying that, because I don't want to just say this and then people think that I fucking bullshitted my way to get it. But like, technically, it's real easy. Like if you just said the same, if like someone went in and said the
sometimes
same things that
I get nervous, right? On airplanes.
Yeah. If you just went in and said the same things that I said, you would get it. Like yeah. you would get it. Like so, it's not like a hard thing to get. Like, but I mean, I
don't know. I go to college. People like deal Adderall.
Yeah,
I've never done that. Just grades aren't worth it. Grade, would you just go to sleep, man? Just go to sleep. Get a fucking B minus? What's wrong with you?
Alright. Matt Lips.
Oh, for
oh,
me.
Thunder Round.
You, here's the deal.
I don't
he
just
looked,
say my name.
He looked up.
I did.
Like a football player who just scored a touchdown and went, Matt Lips.
I just
and
like I to say like, my oh, name. I just like round. To say my name.
Let's see. Matt Lips. Matt Lips. Fucking podcast host. Multi-hyphenate. I, you know, for real, it's that you like America's Got Talent.
What's the point about that?
It's not, I met one other person that's like, that's ever discussed it like a thing that's like, I love America's Got Talent.
I love America's
and that
Got Talent. Well, I don't love it, but I do. I watch it like all the time. But, What's funny is like there's shows that I watch that like including that one that like the ratings are very high, like very popular show. Mm-hmm. But anyone I would be like, do you watch this show? Like, they no don't. One. Like another one is like The Blacklist is fucking very high. It's like one of NBC's top shows. But I know a couple, like I work with a couple of people who do watch it. My parents watch it, but then you ask most people who watch it about the show and they're like, oh, I've never seen it. Be like, it has like 12 million
well,
viewers.
Well, that's the thing. I'm watching The X-Files now, and I listen to, you know, Kumail Nanjiani? Mm-hmm. He has a podcast called The X-Files Files, where it's just like going through like two episodes by two episodes.
Yeah.
And so sometimes he goes through the ratings for an episode, and it's like one episode gets like a 14 share. And it's like, so it was like the 29th rated thing on TV that week, because it was the early 90s, and TV was just like, if 14% of the people watching television were watching your show, it was a shitty show. And now it's like, if 2% of the people watch your show, it's like, what?
What?
Parks and Recreation's amazing. But I think it's probably that it's not on like Netflix and stuff. Because I think like not a lot of people watch Parks and Rec on, like the ratings aren't good, but it's on Netflix so much that everyone I fucking know.
Yeah. I just
watches
download
or has
I,
watched Parks and Rec.
Like I said before, I don't have Netflix or anything because there's no point for me when I can just download it for
right.
free.
I guess.
Illegally.
Yeah. $8 a month is a pretty solid
yeah.
thing for it, though.
But, nope. I'd just rather just get it.
Because downloading it illegally is also work.
Not really.
No.
It's pretty easy. It doesn't take long.
Every time I download something illegally, I have a paranoia that the police are going to show up.
I use a proxy. But plus, I don't think... like
I was going to use a proxy.
Just random TV shows. It's like they're mainly looking for music and porn, I think,
but
for the most part.
I download, like, my musical taste is so weird. It's just old music. I download, like, the best of Frank Sinatra. And I'm like,
I don't
what
even,
if they know? Like, why would they
I actually
ever
don't,
track
I
that?
Don't download a lot of music torrents. Like, I'll search it. You can... there's a lot of stuff you can search for on Google, and it's like you can get like the zip file,
yes,
the RAR
yes.
file.
Yeah, I tried.
And like yeah, like it takes a little while. It takes a little while.
This podcast just got flagged,
right? Like it takes a little while because you're not going to sign up for it, so they give you the slow download speed, and you can only do it once an hour. But usually, when I get a CD, it just came out, and like it's something I listened to, it just came out, so I don't need another download.
Yeah.
All right, we have to wrap up because it's getting late. And plus, we've been going a good while.
Yeah,
I think
we did good.
We did good, right?
Yeah,
we did. Good. Did we do all right?
I didn't say that was my version of.
No, that was me asking as
it?
A host. That was
oh,
me.
Okay. I thought it was right. You're making fun
Wait,
of me.
Wait, hold on.
Saying.
Let me look at the things on here. Make sure I have everything for it. I don't know. Just
come steal a bit.
You don't get. To, oh, I know.
I'm just trying
no,
to
I know.
Read them.
I know what these two are going
to
be then. Okay. I know. Okay, I got it. Oh, wait, hold on. Just let me... So you don't... All right. Okay, I got it. All right.
What?
All right. What? So go ahead and spin the wheel. All
right.
And then... No, a lot harder. Oh, what is he getting?
Steal a bit.
All right. You know what? I actually have to talk to Preston tonight about this because he, on his podcast, he rolled that and we never actually ended up doing it. So I got to actually get on it. steal a bit is, do you have, we'll flip my pack of cigarettes. Hold on. They're the same on both sides. Okay. The flap up. Okay. So flap up his heads and that way tails. So steal a bit just works that, it can be basically, so we'll say heads up, you steal mine, tails, I steal yours. So how it works is just take a bit that you may have only told it once, or you told it a couple of times it didn't work, or just you can just give a horrible bit. It's something you've written in the past that you probably don't ever tell. It can be whatever you want. And you just have to tell it once and we'll record it and put it out. Like, so you just tell the premise of the joke, kind of what you did with it. You can take it another way if you want, but you have to do the joke, even if it fucking is a terrible fucking joke.
Okay.
I don't have one offhand if I get mine, so I'll have to just edit. I'll put it in the intro.
What's heads and what's tails?
So heads, I guess heads, you take mine, tails, I take yours. So, okay. Yeah. What do we got? So heads, you take mine, and I'll put it in the intro what it is, and then maybe next week or the week after, you can just do it here, and I'll record it.
Okay.
And I'll let you know what it is.
Okay.
And then yeah, I've talked to Sean because Sean said what I don't. He just told me like what the joke was. I kind of know what it is, but I need to know more about it before I can do it.
Explain what you mean.
So
what do you mean?
So
what? I thought we were just gonna say like.
No. You perform it.
Okay.
Why is that
stealing? What's the stealing part?
Stealing. It was my bit. Like maybe I only told it one time on stage, and it fucking bombed. It was my bit. So I'm giving it to you. You can do what you want with it. Keep the premise. You don't really have to do exactly what I did with it. Okay. You can take it your own way. But I tell you the premise, what the joke is, and then. You can make it really short so it doesn't take up a lot of your set, obviously. Or I can give you an extra minute. If you do it here, I don't care. It's my fucking mic. I can do what the fuck I want.
I
hope Ben didn't listen to that. He'd be like, what? Your mic? Our mic.
My mic.
So, I'll think of the bit. I'll let you know. And then I'll put it in the intro what the bit was. And then, yeah, I have to record it. Because I have to do... I got one at Preston's, and we just never followed through with it. Okay. So I need to make sure I do that.
Yeah, sure.
So, it was a good time.
Yeah. Is there a Keep It Crispy of this?
there was something. Oh, fuck. There was something I thought of, like, later. Mm-hmm. Like something I thought of, like, a couple weeks ago that I'm like, oh, that would be a fun way to just... Because I never have a real way to end the show. I'm like, that would be a fun way. But guess who fucking didn't, like, write it down or remember what the fuck it was going to be?
Dan Getz.
No, it was me. I thought of it on my own time and just decided to let it fall the fuck out of my head.
I was gonna let you blame Dan.
I'm gonna think of a random way to end the show. No, I don't know. You end it I'm gonna let you end it. You do whatever you want. Go ahead. End the show.
All right, drive time, sailors. That's about all we have. It is 6 o'clock GMT. And hello to everybody who phoned in and gave us your hard-earned donations. Thank you so much. And I bid you good night in French. How do you say it?
I do.
Bon
appetit.